This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The current row between the U.S. and Canada appears to have a link to abortion. Canada's agenda as host for the recent G7 meetings included making abortion as a means for the health and well-being of women and children. They now say the U.S. delegation sunk that idea. In related news, Vice President Mike Pence told the Southern Baptist Convention, meeting in Dallas this week, that President Trump is the most pro-life president in American history. Abortion continues to lose ground in U.S. opinion. Analysis of recent Gallup polling shows that only one-third of U.S. women agree with Planned Parenthood's push for abortion up to birth. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not, if we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death. The life issue is central to this as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics, assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both human souls and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. In other headlines, the Senate in Pope Francis's homeland of Argentina is all that stands in the way of legal first trimester abortion. The votes so far have been close and contentious. The push to restrain palliative care with drugs is not without consequence. Quebec doctors say lack of such care is forcing patients into assisted suicide. The first 6 months of medical aid in dying saw Quebec suicide numbers explode. And on Father's Day, pro-life advocates are remembering men deprived of fatherhood, the forgotten victims of abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.